Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
Two Heads Are Better Than One, Part 2. It's a story that finds dinner having been served at Willow's Loft. Her best friend Taylor's here, who's been catching up with her old pal Wyatt, rekindling the fire between the two longtime DJs who came up together in the clubs, still finding themselves undressing each other from time to time when in the city at the same time. Wyatt had been strolling down Queen West with Willow when they walked straight into Jesse, who'd never met Wyatt before, but now, after dinner, was glad he did. His expectations for the evening, bread breaking and a bit of wine, were suddenly exceeded, because Taylor was in every kind of mood that night. Once the plates were cleared and the counter wiped down, she stretched herself across the kitchen island and let nature take its course, happily becoming dessert for Wyatt's willing mouth. And while he brought her to the edge of insanity that was her coming all over the counter, her mouth nearly brought Jesse beyond his edge too, but he breathed through it, holding off by just that much. The three laughed together as Taylor sat up before the puddle she created, and as she slid her body off and stretched it out, feeling good, she really had Willow to thank, and did so with a big wet kiss on the lips for hosting what had become dinner and a movie. You see, Willow had captured the threesome on her iPhone. Taylor loved watching the play-by-play from every angle later when she was alone and getting off with her vibe. Home porn was her kink, and they were just getting started. You see, the cameras that had been set up over there and over there in the living room, we're about to witness new scenes. And Willow, with her hands free now, was about to make a guest star appearance. You remember how she looked earlier when Jesse bumped into her on the street that afternoon? Willow, with her curly blonde mane unbound to tumble below her shoulders, and the sway of her hips, ridiculously full lips too, with a big broad smile. And Jesse, with a swagger and a sway of his own, long and lean and thick, that thick. Wyatt was lean too and tall, with a thickness to match his new friend, so much so, with eyes closed, the feel of either man would be hard to tell apart. And Taylor, with her ragged jet black bangs and the rest of her hair all the way down to her ass crack. You remember how she got the party started with confidence and certainty? With these words, "I want you both in my mouth." And right here, right now, as she pointed between her thighs. So another few sips of red wine later, the four friends, with eyes diverted in the direction of the cameras, looked over at the deep, soft, vintage leather sectional. Willow and Taylor were friends, but had not let that get in the way of pleasing one another between the sheets once in a while. Willow and Jesse were lovers years ago, but he became loyal to the woman he was with, and hadn't found himself naked with Willow in years. Now, Willow had never been with Wyatt. Again, Taylor certainly had. And then Jesse, being Jesse, and having watched Wyatt's thick cock set free from his pants, wondered if his hunch was correct about Wyatt's wants. Just then, Willow said, "Okay, you three, it's me time." Being the only one who hadn't gotten her tits out or pulled her pants down yet, as she slowly waddled her ass, make that her bubble butt, in the direction of the leather sectional, she stopped just shy of it, with her back to the others, feeling their eyes upon her. And she dropped her pants to the floor, smacked her own ass for effect, and pulled her top over her head and discarded it too, turning around and putting her hands on her hips and spreading her legs just a bit She said, okay, come. And the host got what the host wanted. Taylor wasted no time sliding the warmth of her tight little body right up to Willow again, kissing her deeper and longer than she had before. Soon, both women were tonguing each other's mouths, and Willow stopped and said, your mouth tastes like Jesse's cock. And quickly resumed the kissing. Jesse and Wyatt's cocks were at full mast again as they moved themselves onto the leather sectional, seated themselves, and continued to watch the goddesses go at it. Taylor backed Willow onto one part of the couch, pushed her down on her back, barely missing a beat with their mouths still at it. And just then, Taylor's right hand took a big clump of Willow's hair and held on tight, and her left hand dropped below and felt the wetness that had welled up between Willow's legs. Taylor pulled her fingers up and fed them to Willow, and then buried them back inside her lips, and then she worked her clit like she'd done so many times before, knowingly. And she kept kissing her mouth, working her tongue and working her pussy with a rhythm that was guaranteed to take Willow to the top. And so she did. And Willow had a habit of almost screaming as she came, and it made Taylor proud. It made Jesse and Wyatt's cocks that much harder. And Taylor's fingers walked up Willow's body from her pretty dark bush up between her breasts and squeezed her neck and kissed her hard again on the mouth, and then softly on the forehead. And then the two friends sat up, half expecting a review or at least some applause from their audience, and Wyatt and Jesse playfully delivered just that. And just then Taylor said this, "Who's gonna fuck me first?" Jesse had so wanted his face where Wyatt's had been, so he got on his knees, spread Taylor's thighs. He loved the way she smelled. He breathed her in deeply. And then he gently parted her lips, and the wetness was beyond. He marveled at how those he'd known to have found their squirt could bring it so quickly again and again, mostly with adept fingers and some with intense mouth work. And so he focused all of his attention on Taylor, while Wyatt, who'd never been with Willow before, got on his knees and stared her in the eye and nodded and grinned. And she leaned in and met his mouth with hers, and it was instantly good between them, and they kept at it. Jesse was making quick work of Taylor's spot, two fingers pulling back in a rhythm, fingers that were partners in crime with his tongue on her slippery clit, her right hand gripping his hair while her left one squeezed her own nipples hard, the tweaks of which she felt between her legs, which were trembling with Jesse's perfect head. Now, Willow loved Wyatt's kissing, but she wanted him in another way, especially knowing his thick cock hadn't penetrated or even been touched or sucked by Taylor earlier. She felt he was due, and she knew she was overdue, and so Willow stopped kissing him for the moment, reached down between his legs and gripped his shaft and said, "Stand up." And he did, and she took his head between her lips and she worked it like a big, fat, tasty sucker, which it was. And she tongued his pre-cum, and it was sweet. And she rounded that plump head some more. And she started running her tongue around its rim and up and down on a special spot just below. And then Willow showed Wyatt exactly how she really liked to suck cock, corkscrewing his shaft in one hand, and on the downstroke firmly drawing it into her mouth nearly all the way, while his firm ass rocked forward and back and forward and back. Willow was a wonder. The cameras were picking up all of it, the breathing, the moaning, the sucking, the licking, and suddenly Taylor pushed Jesse back just a bit, and the work he was doing down below suddenly paid off as she unloaded all over his face and his hair with a stream of warm and wet. It ran down the leather couch and onto the rug, and some of it ran under her ass, and when her body stopped shuddering, Taylor pulled Jesse's kneeling body onto her, and his cock drove all the way inside and pumped her. There would be no rest. But he felt his knees getting sore on the floor, so he grabbed beneath her ass and said, "Hold tight," and she gripped his arms, and he laid his back onto the rug, and now she was on top. And soon she was no longer going up and down, but she was grinding. keeping him deep inside her, and she ground harder. And he helped her by gripping her ass and driving her around in circles until she couldn't take it any longer again. So she let go one more time, soaking his body with what was left inside of her. She collapsed onto Jesse's chest, and he pulled her in tight and he kissed her. And all the while, Willow was sucking away on Wyatt's big cock, while imagining how it would fill her, deep and wide, and she said, "You need to fuck me with that thing." And so he, already standing, said, "Up you come," and took Willow by the hands and lifted her up and walked her around the back of the couch and set her there so she was still facing him. She spread her legs, gripped his ass, and pulled him in tight. And Wyatt, wanting to play to the camera, gave it a better view by lifting her legs and resting them both on his shoulders so her pussy was exposed and full of his cock, and it felt exactly how she'd imagined. Tight, but her wetness made it glide so easily all the way in and almost all the way out where he'd hold it before driving it home again. And the more Willow's nails dug into his ass, the harder he drove, until she dug into him so hard he was certain that she was drawing blood. And he liked it, and he kept driving. And then, before Wyatt nearly unloaded, he slowed and stopped and he withdrew, putting his own ass on the back of the couch, grabbing Willow and positioning her atop his cock, and bounced her up and down a bit with the same force he'd been driving head on. And then he slowed again, making sure her pelvis was grinding his too, and Wyatt said, "Can you come this way, Willow?" She said, "Don't stop. Keep doing that. Just like that." And so he did. And soon she was there, shuddering and laughing as she came. Now you can imagine, after an afternoon of thinking about it, and a dinner of thinking some more about it, and then the two of them taking care of Taylor on the island, and then on the couch, and welcoming Willow to the party too, Jesse and Wyatt were really ready to come. Taylor grinned and looked at Willow and said, "Well, fuck me, that was hot." And Willow said, "I needed that." And Taylor said, "I know you're both dying to get off, right?" Willow gave it some thought, and then, looking at Wyatt and then at Jesse, said, "From the minute you two met, you were both wondering, weren't you?" Taylor piped up, "I know you, Wyatt. You wanna." Willow added, "Jesse, you always said a hard man is good to find." Both men were smiling, and hard, and so they got down to it. And I mean got down, for the camera even. Now, if you've never seen two men in 69... finding their rhythm and hammering it home until they're both left drained, you don't know what you're missing. The only thing better is being one of them. Or so we hear.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel. Please take me back to the Blue Hotel.
The Blue Hotel Podcast, just about every Thursday at midnight Eastern. Follow, listen, enjoy, rate, review, share, repeat. Till next time, I'm Jeff Woods.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C., as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.